Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and a special event and a large event that occurs every year here, the first part of January, is the dog show. It's over in at the Polo Grounds, so it's not very far from here. And I've learned that it's like the fifth largest dog show in the country. And fortunately for us, one of our residents, Patricia Williamson, is the vice president of the Palm Springs Kennel Club.
Well, and I'm not the vice president. I'm the assistant show chair and the specialties coordinator and the recording secretary. I don't want the vice president to think
corrected.
Welcome
to the podcast.
Thank you.
You just jump in whenever you feel comfortable.
I'm sorry. I guess I did already.
So first of all, let's talk a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. When did you move here?
My husband and I moved here in November of 2005, and we live in phase one.
Okay. And so you are among the original pioneers here.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good. Well, there's been a lot of growth, including this whole side.
I know.
Since you got here.
We didn't even have the Montecito Center when I first moved in.
Yeah,
so
big changes.
Huge changes. Yeah, it's a really nice community.
And you moved here from the Bay Area?
We had been in the Bay Area for 5 years in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the dogs that you care for are full-size poodles.
Standard poodles, yes.
Standard poodles.
Yeah. Okay. That's the official name.
Okay. And so the dog show is when?
The dog show in 2020 starts on Thursday, January 2nd, and ends on Sunday, January 5th.
Okay. And so for people who may know about it but haven't been there, tell us what happens there.
Sure. A lot of people come to a dog show and think maybe it's just a beauty contest, but what they should know is that the American Kennel Club has standards for every single breed of dog that is registered under their club, and there's over 140 breeds that the American Kennel Club recognizes. So when you walk in and you see the beautiful dogs in the ring, the judges are looking for beauty, but they're also looking for structure and conformation and a number of other things. So while the dogs are beautiful, the judges are evaluating them on how do they meet the breed standard and are they a good candidate to be bred to further the breed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the judges and the exhibitors are presenting what they think is a great representative. The judge is, you know, giving his opinion or her opinion about whether that really meets the criteria.
So it is like on Thursday, do they do certain breeds and Friday different breeds and Saturday, or is there like a progression where if you win one round and then you move to the next round?
Every day is a unique show in itself, but I'm glad you asked that because Thursday and Friday are more specialized shows. There are groups that the breeds are divided into, and many of the dogs that will be there on Thursday and Friday are terriers, hounds, non-sporting, toys, and sporting dogs. And you'll see a number of specialty breed clubs on those days. Saturday and Sunday are days when all breeds that are recognized by the American Kennel Club are able to participate. So just so people have a sense of the scale, our largest day is usually Saturday, and we have entries in 2019 of over 3,400 dogs.
That's a lot of dogs.
It's a lot of dogs. And some of the things that are exciting, I think, for a lot of people may watch on television. They might like to watch Westminster and those kinds of shows, the mm-hmm. National Dog Show. Our dog show is the last of the year, and it's very important for people who want to be at Westminster. So you may actually see on our grounds at Empire Polo Club many of the dogs who will ultimately be seen perhaps on television, they'll be competing at Westminster.
I see. Is there any promotion done there? So we, like if one really had a good chance to go to Westminster, that he would be singled out or we would know about that?
No, there's a very strict code for the judges. They're not allowed to look at catalogs. They're not allowed to look at anything before they go in the ring to judge a dog. They may be aware of them from other shows or they may hear buzz, but the judge is only supposed to judge based on what he sees during that particular time in the ring and not anything before that particular day. So,
and although most of the shows are beauty contests, there are obedience competitions and agility.
Yeah, thanks for asking. We, from Friday, which is January 3rd through the 5th, we are also hosting a regional obedience and rally competition. And that is considered a qualifier. I think we're the only one on the West Coast where those who do well in our show actually get an invitation to compete in the National Obedience Championship, which is held on the East Coast.
That's separate from Westminster.
Yes, it is. The obedience trials are separate. One of the things that's really great about where the American Kennel Club has gone in the last several years is while we do like to promote the purebred dog fancy, in performance events such as obedience and rally and agility, there's now things called barn hunt, dock diving, fly ball, a lot of things where the American Kennel Club encourages people to do things with their dogs as a team.
Fly ball, is that like the frisbee when the dogs
chase?
They chase. The
frisbee? It's a time. And I don't think it's back and forth with a target, the fly ball. Anyway, they recognize mixed breed dogs. So when you go and look in the obedience rings and the other performance rings, you're not expected to see only purebred dogs. What they're trying to encourage everybody who has a dog in their family is to engage with them and do things. I have a retired champion standard poodle, but right now we're taking barn hunt classes, and he's learning to smell rats and chase them out and do things like that,
describe barn hunt. I have no idea what that is.
No, I've only started, so I'm kind of a newbie there, but many of the terrier breeds, they are bred to do things like dig in the ground and ferret out varmints, but we also do that for any other number of breeds who have a nose. I mean, dogs' noses are their most dominant sensory organ. So it's a great exercise for them. So they learn to smell a rat in a controlled situation, and then over time they find that rats, and it's humane, they're put in a tube, they're protected, nobody gets hurt, dog or rat. Perhaps only a person who may trip over a bale of straw or something, but then the dogs are taught to search for them, and there are competitive opportunities for a dog to go into a ring, let's say, and maybe there's five rats in there, and they sniff them out. When they get more advanced, they're asked to differentiate between a live rat and perhaps rat nesting, or a tube that's empty. So it's as the dog progresses with a differentiating sense, then you progress up and compete with others who have great noses. So there's a lot of different things that...
And all of these competitions are going to be going on?
Not at our show. We are limited to the confirmation and the obedience and rally.
I see.
You have to have specific setups for
like a barn.
Well, it's not really barn hunt, but it's like bales of hay and courses are set up particularly, and you don't want to have that where a dog that needs to go around the ring at a particular gate, like a scent hound, would all of a sudden be trying to track a rat in a nearby. They need to be focused to do their job in the show ring. So those are distinct and separate, but they're opportunities for people to have fun with their dogs and engage with their dogs.
Okay. So somebody possibly could go over there and get excited about a competition and get their own dog involved.
We have just added this past year, which was really fun for us. It's called the 4 to 6 month puppy attraction. You cannot officially enter a dog in the confirmation competition until they're 6 months old. But we have what we consider the rising star category. So this is often the first time that a young dog is in the ring and gets to experience what it would be like to be shown. Last year, in our first year, we had 93 new teams coming in to show young puppies, and in many cases, people who've never been in the ring before with their dog, who just want to learn and are excited about being a team member with their dog and are proud of their dog and want to show it. And they're all between 4 months and 6 months old.
I see.
There are people who are inexperienced handlers. There are a lot of children who participate. On Saturday, we have a special attraction called Pee Wee, and these are little teeny kids who are not much bigger than some of the dogs going around the ring, kind of learning what it's like to show a dog. So we have all sorts of things for people who are interested in the dog fancy.
Mm-hmm. So, and going back to you, how did you get from being a dog breeder to getting involved with dog showing or the administrative side of the dog show?
I got involved in dogs to do the performance events. The first things I did with my poodles were agility. And I only got into confirmation as a secondary thing when I got my second poodle, who I thought had a lot to offer. So we went through and did the confirmation. I finished him as a champion. And that was my introduction to confirmation. I showed his son, who is my current dog, in confirmation and finished him as well. And we've gone on to do other things since then. But that was my first introduction, and I wanted to promote all parts of the dog fancy sport. I wanted to promote performance events. I wanted to promote obedience events, as well as support the continuation of the confirmation events so that people can hold the breeds or try to attain the best possible examples of the breed, and that would be the dogs that carry us forward in the future.
Mm-hmm.
These days, there's a lot of things that we've learned, and we can test for certain diseases and other kinds of things that might be inherent in a certain breed. And responsible breeders do all of those things. And fortunately, veterinary science has progressed to a point where you can really test the genetics of your dog to determine if they really... They may look great, but if they carry a disease or they carry a genetic defect, you may want to reconsider breeding that dog or be extra careful in finding a mate for that particular dog. So I got involved in that just because I enjoyed it as a participant and I felt obligated to give some time to support the organizations that further of those types of activities.
I see. And there's quite an economic impact in this area, right?
Yes, I think people need to understand that we do a lot besides what our bylaws tell us to do, which is promote purebred dog fancy. We have community obedience classes that we offer. They're over in Palm Springs at the police department in their canine training facility. And they're basic programs that teach people how to have a well-behaved dog, you know, not pulling on a leash, ways to keep them from barking perhaps excessively, just some very basic things that make for a happy dog in the home and an owner, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So to just make sure that the pairing is as successful as possible. We've assisted the Riverside County Animal Shelter with some programs. We just last night made a donation to the Palm Springs Animal Shelter of $1,000. They have a matching grant going right now to help all the animals who are in their rescue program, the animal shelter. So we do a lot of things in the community to support those pets that need homes. And, you know, we try to do things to educate people about being a responsible pet owner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I miss anything?
I don't know. I can sort of geek out and go on for a long time about things related to the pets. But, you know, one of the things I got off on a tangent was the economic benefit. When you think that we have 3,400 dogs on Saturday, basically over 11,000 dogs were judged in the 4 days we had the show in 2019. And we have people coming from everywhere to participate. Not only this country, not only from North America, we have folks from South America, we have had people from Australia, yeah. Japan, judges, other people come with dogs because they recognize how important the show is. This past year, we were a finalist for Show of the Year in the United States of America. We were one of three finalists. We didn't get the final nod, but we're close. We're going to try to do it.
Being in the top three is pretty good.
It is pretty good. But we're going to try to do it again in 2020 and see if we can get the final nod for that. But, you know, the show supports lots of local businesses, those who provide support to us, whether it be glamorous things like porta potties or lighting or other types of things. We have people who come in and we have over, 330 RVs driving in. So that supports gas stations, that supports grocery stores, that supports restaurants, that supports, I mean, right? There's right. All sorts of things that support all of these guests who come in to our community. And they all need to eat and they all need to, you know, do all these things. So
yeah.
We're able to infuse some money back into the Indio community during the 4 days of the show. So we're happy to be able to be an economic boost to the community as well as doing other things strictly related to dogs.
Yeah. And I've been to one small dog show in my life, but I know that there's a sideshow going on with these groomers that have the dogs up and they're bathing them and blow-drying their hair, and I mean, it's
you know what?
Hysterical.
Look, going to dog shows is great to watch the dogs, but it's great people watching as well. I will tell you that some of the handlers, and these are the people who take the dogs in the ring, for example, the Scottish Deerhound, it's a very large dog. A number of the handlers actually go in the ring in full Scottish regalia, kilt, the whole thing. So it is a lot of really interesting people watching. It's interesting watching the dogs with all the preparation. I know a lot about that. Having a standard poodle, there's a lot to preparing a mm-hmm. poodle for the ring. So it's really an interesting day. If people enjoy dogs, I think they would really enjoy the hubbub and seeing all the different types of dogs, from little teeny dogs like Chihuahuas up to the deerhounds and wolfhounds who are, you know, 150 pounds or so. So it's there's a great variety. And, you know, just like people like different types of cars or different sports, mm-hmm. there's somebody who likes a different type of dog. And they have their, you know, their special things that they enjoy. The obedience is great to watch, too, because that is a very sophisticated level of partnership mm-hmm. that the teams work on with the hand signals and the skills that they're able to do as a team. It's a fascinating thing to watch. Mm-hmm. We offer tours at the show so people can come in, and if they're not sure what to do, there are tours available so you get a general understanding of it. And cost for people who want to come out for a day, it's free to get in, but it's $10 to park.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal for all day.
Yeah.
And,
some good eats there for people. And we also have a lot of dog vendors. I know that there are probably people out there who like to buy things for their dogs. So there's dog treats, dog leashes, dog collars. There are homeopathic, natural dog supplement vendors. So there are all kinds of things to educate yourself about out there right. to support your four-legged family friend.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it.
Bob, thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hope to see my neighbors out there at the dog
show. That's right. Shadow Hill, this is your opportunity. It's Sounds pretty interesting. By the way, if someone were, say, interested in a certain breed being shown, is there something online where they can go and see that Friday at 10 o'clock?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking that, Bob. Yes, there is a judging program that's available. If those who want to watch a particular breed online, our show superintendent, who basically helps us run and put all the pieces together and keep the ball rolling, their website is www.jbradshaw.com. That's just the letter J, Bradshaw. And you look up under Kennel Club of Palm Springs, and on every day it will show you the ring number and the time that a particular breed is being shown, so that you would know that if you want to watch a Dalmatian, for example, that you would report to Ring 26 at 10 o'clock, and you're happy to see all those spotted dogs.
Yeah, yeah. So. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. And for the audience, if you find this interesting, I've got about 160 other interviews with people that I think you might find interesting also. So scroll around that web page, and I think you'll find some things that interest you. And so until next time, bye-bye.